Hey everyone, Tracy here, coming to you from the future. Just wanted to let you know that you can find our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play. Basically, anywhere where podcasts are, we probably are there too. So go subscribe to us, leave us a review. Charles and I had recorded a handful of episodes before we started releasing them, so we didn't get a chance to say any of that during our recording. So we wanted to let you know that now, and hope you're enjoying the show. Hello and welcome to Dawson Speak. I'm Tracy.
This is Charles.
And we are talking about Dawson's Creek, the beloved WB teen drama. This week's episode is episode 7, Detention.
Detention.
Detention, which basically is exactly going to be about what you think it's going to be about. Detention.
Yeah, they did not lie in the episode name.
They really didn't. But first, we got to revisit a little bit of what happened last week and what has been the shortest promo so far.
Previously on Dawson's Creek.
Dawson.
We've got plenty of time to prove our sensors wrong. We don't have to make our case today.
Okay.
You think we're not friends anymore?
I don't know. Are we more? Are we less?
That's it. two sound bites, basically. That was a lot of kissing.
I will say, for such a short preview, it frames the upcoming episode pretty well.
Well, there's not a lot going on. I mean, I want to say there's not a lot going on in that episode, but it's not like a million plots happening. So
yeah.
The things you need to really be thinking about going into the episode is a love triangle.
Now, before we get into the episode, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Does this count as a bottle episode?
I want to say it's similar to Hurricane in that it's close, right? Everything kind of happens in this game, same location.
Yeah.
Not really, though. I mean, yes, it happens in the school, but they go to multiple places in the school, enough for it to be multiple sets. When I think about bottle episode, like I said, I think about the Friends Thanksgiving episodes, one apartment, maybe two. For the most part, it's like in one, if they were in the library the entire time, just like different parts of the library, maybe, but they go to the gym, they go to, you know, there's like a good chunk of time in the beginning of the episode where you're not in detention, right?
Yes.
It starts off with the classic Dawson Joey watching a movie scene. You've got the different little scenes about how they get into detention. I do want to say, so this episode was written by Mike White, who wrote quite a few episodes, not quite a few, I think like two or three episodes of Freaks and Geeks. if you are familiar with Freaks and Geeks, you've got a very similar tone and feeling to the episode, which I feel like Detention, this episode, tone-wise, differs pretty dramatically from the other episodes.
Why would you say that?
I think it's just because, like, it's an homage in many ways, of course, to The Breakfast Club, but
yes,
there's more, like, punchy humor in it, you know, like more quick wit, I think.
Yeah,
that's not relying on, you know, quick witty dialogue in Dawson world, but you've got more banter, you've got more, like, the teen level has just been like cranked up, you know, and obviously there's a lot of talk of like hormones and all that stuff, but it just feels, you can feel Breakfast Club in it, right? You can feel those kinds of movies in it. Mike White also wrote School of Rock, the TV series, and the movie.
Oh.
And the most current movie listed on his IMDb is The Emoji Movie, coming out this year.
I bet that'll be a great movie.
Apparently
the Angry Birds movie was a great movie, so.
The tagline of The Emoji Movie is, "Not easy being meh." Thank you, Mike White, for that gem. So I will say, when I was looking up stuff about Detention, about this episode, it's listed on a lot of people's top 10 favorite episodes.
Really?
Yes. And I have to say, I don't know if I agree with that. I liked the episode. I didn't love it, for reasons we'll get into.
I could see why it's some people's favorite episodes, though. It's a very memorable episode, I think.
It is. It's like that turning point, right? And in like most scenes where they're all, and Hurricane was very much one of those too, where they're all confined in a space. Things come out, secrets come out, whatever. Like, it becomes this setup for what will be, I mean, we're in the midway point right now of the season. There are 13 episodes of the season.
And I will say, like, now that we're in the part of the season where a lot of the storylines I dislike the most have kind of freed themselves, it makes me happier overall.
Now that we no longer have Tamara in the fiction,
yeah, now that Tamara's out of here.
We're gonna be a much happier podcast after this. Let's talk about the fan submitted summary on IMDb.
Okay.
After Dawson, Joey, Jen, and Pacey individually commit various violations at school, they all get stuck together for an 8-hour Saturday of detention, along with Abby Morgan, a troublemaking imp, where tensions still run high between all of them when Dawson and Pacey turn against each other, and Joey offers a tearful, partial explanation for her personal anger towards Jen. Yes, it says imp.
I would not call Abby Morgan an imp.
What do you think of Abby Morgan?
Like a pixie, like in folklore, pixies are troublemakers too, right?
Yes, but what do you think of Abby Morgan, aside from whatever, you know, comparison to an imp they want to make in this summary?
What do you think I think about Abby Morgan?
I don't know. It's hard to read. I feel like you... Oh, that's tough. I feel like you wouldn't like her.
Okay. I don't like her as a character, but I love that she exists in this show and the things she makes happen.
So what is funny about this is I tweeted a poll, which, by the way, I think we've discovered that my general Twitter audience is not Dawson's Creek audience, because not that many people voted in it. Because I was trying to figure out if the general public audience who watched Dawson's Creek love or hate this character, because I've read both about her. I think that what I love first about her introduction is they do the classic thing in TV shows where they're like, oh, Abby Morgan, you don't know who she is? We like to the new girl and basically like, she's been here the whole time. I think she's just basically a replacement for Nellie because Nellie didn't pan out the way they wanted her to.
Yeah, I could see that.
But yeah, I do not like this character, but I like that she exists as well. Like character-wise, I do not like her.
The way I put it is, if I personally knew an Abby Morgan, I would hate her. But since I got to see her do things, it's great.
I think that the show, you're right, the show needs someone to kind of stir the pot a little bit.
Yeah. And I feel like at some points in this episode, like, she has voiced some of the frustrations that I've had with the other characters.
Like what?
Like, in the bathroom scene, like, she just straight up says, like,
I may be reaching, but I think the four of you have some weird sexual tension deal going on. Am I right?
I felt so free after that. Like, I'm like, yes, Abby, it does seem that way, right? Why don't any of them recognize this?
She's your inner monologue personified.
She's like the Greek chorus, basically.
Pretty much. I mean, the outside observer, you know.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the pre-detention stuff, what gets them all to detention. Which, by the way, I think for having the same punishment, all of their different crimes are not, like, on the same level. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, so Joey gets put in detention because she threw her food at somebody and she punched someone. Which, by the way, totally justified. Joey is awesome.
Definitely.
I appreciated that. Jen gets put in Saturday detention for basically saying the word bitch, and the teacher responds with this weird comeback.
I'm sorry, I'm just trying to say that for someone...
This is not Times Square, Miss Lindley. We don't use that kind of language here.
Charles, you are familiar with Times Square. Is that the kind of language you hear in Times Square?
No, I'll say this, like, this is probably late 90s Times Square he was talking about, so it was a little grodier, but, like, isn't the M&M store, like, right near Times Square?
When did the M&M store open in Times Square? And also, you can still curse inside the M&M store.
Yeah.
I just thought that was a weird punishment for that. I also think Pacey's punishment for masturbating in the bathroom being detention on a Saturday is also weird.
Yeah, I feel like he, I don't, it's strange. I don't know if I were a school administrator, what the correct response to that would be.
See, I don't either. Is the correct response detention?
I feel like you get a talking to by the nurse or something, or like by the coach.
It's just like a weird, like, shaming thing, right? I don't know. I find it very odd.
Yeah, I agree.
And Dawson gets detention for throwing a basketball in Pacey's face.
Which, like, he deserves the heaviest punishment.
Yeah.
I don't know if detention is, like, the correct level, but it makes the most sense for him.
Yeah, because I feel like... Here's my issue with Joey's punishment, is that those jocks are the worst. And while they were heckling her in class, the teacher just stood there and basically did nothing. He chimed in, I think, once or twice and was like,
"Yeah,
no, don't do that." He basically just stood there while they fought.
Yeah, I feel like this scene is one of those scenes from this series that has, like, aged really badly. I feel like if that happened in a high school class now, those kids would get in so much trouble, right?
Yeah, but I also think, like, plot point, it had to happen in a TV show. Maybe that still happens in TV shows.
Maybe.
But in real life, I don't think that would even happen in real life back in the 90s. I can't imagine a teacher doing that. I don't know. You tell me what public school is like. Were teachers, like, that hands-off?
I mean, it depended on the teacher. I like, knew some teachers who just didn't want to deal with the kids. Because teenagers are horrible.
Teenagers are horrible. That's what the show is teaching me about a lot of teenagers.
Yeah.
Where's Cliff Elliot? Bring Cliff Elliot back. He was a nice jock.
Okay, like, when I saw, what's his name, Grant?
The asshole jock?
Yeah, new jock.
I think Grant. I didn't register his name.
Like, when I saw Grant instead of Cliff... I was worried that it was going to be a situation where we get Abby instead of Nellie. Like, is Cliff just not a student anymore? Did he die?
I need to look up to see if that was Cliff's last episode. I don't know.
Because I like him a lot better than Grant. Grant's an asshole. And for someone as short as Grant is, he has a really big ego.
No, Cliff is in, I think, one more episode this season, but he's not past season one. So right now, the jocks that we are aware of in the school are not that great or not that developed. Like, they were trying to give Cliff a storyline, but alas. Yeah.
Cliff has hopes and dreams. Grant's just an asshole.
Yes, Cliff went on to be in Felicity. Detention. I don't know what Saturday detention is like. Is this what Saturday detention is like?
I don't know if my school had Saturday detention. I don't know if that was a thing they did or not.
In the Power Rangers movie, the new one, they have Saturday detention.
Is that where they all meet? Is it a Breakfast Club moment?
They don't all meet at detention, but like two of them, or three of them do. But yeah, they all sit basically in a room quietly and do work.
Did you ever have detention as a kid?
Did I ever have detention? No. No, I've never had detention. Did you?
I had to, like, write lines where you just wrote the same, like, sentence over and over and over again until you, like,
in detention or just, like, at lunchtime as a punishment?
Yeah, but, like, not a full Saturday detention.
What did you get detention for? Did you say the word bitch in class?
No, my class was really on a field trip.
So all of you got detention?
We all had to write lines.
Oh, so it wasn't like you personally?
No.
Did you personally ever get detention?
I can't say that I've ever had detention.
They're very aware that in this episode of The Breakfast Club, because they talk about it when they all get to detention. And of course, Joshua Jackson makes that great meta reference to Emilio Estevez.
Why is this a meta reference?
So Emilio Estevez and Joshua Jackson were in the Mighty Ducks movie together. And so the line is...
Oh my god. Did you know? They were.
Yeah. So the line where he's like...
No way. Emilio Estevez, he was in those duck movies, remember? God, those were classics. So funny.
Mind blown. This is the problem. Charles can't Google a lot of this stuff because he's afraid of spoilers.
Yeah. I will say, this is one of the Mighty Duck scene was the first moment in this show where I agreed with Pacey.
What?
I was like, yes, Pacey, the Mighty Ducks movies were good. So I'm processing a lot of emotion right now.
That you agreed with Pacey.
He was in the Mighty Ducks.
So you agreed with Pacey, meaning you are now falling in love with Pacey?
Honestly, I hate Pacey a lot less this episode than I did before.
Really? So now I'm curious because there's a lot of tension between Pacey and Dawson in this episode. Whose side were you on in it?
I am totally team Pacey.
Yeah.
Dawson,
I'm going to cut that clip and just play it back at you.
Oh, whatever. I have a feeling that as the longer the show goes on, the more team Pacey I'm going to get. So I'll just
because Dawson is
now.
Incredibly infuriating, especially in this episode. Like, I get he is insecure, and I get he's jealous, but the way he treats both Jen and Pacey, it's just, I don't know, typical teenage boy? I don't know.
I mean, like, you don't see Pacey throwing basketballs in anybody's head?
No. You just see him sleeping with teachers.
Yeah. And really, which one is worse?
I feel like I really wanted in this episode for somebody just to yell at Dawson, besides Pacey. Like, I wanted Jen to just be like, give me more credit, you know? I mean, he treats Jen like she has no agency.
Yeah. Dawson is just so selfish. And my least favorite thing about him, I've realized, because of this episode, is, like, he never has to deal with his any type of consequence, does he? Like, can you think of a consequence that has stuck with him up until this episode?
Up until this episode? No.
And, like, at the end of this episode, everyone forgives him. Everyone says it's okay. He broke Pacey's nose.
Yeah.
Pacey has to live with a broken nose for a little bit.
Yeah, that sucks.
Pacey should get to break Dawson's nose.
That's the fair punishment. Screw Saturday detention. Just break each other's noses.
Fight Club.
A little bit about Saturday detention and the librarian, the terrible librarian who's supposed to be chaperoning them. And terrible by I mean, like, she goes off to watch soap operas in a closet. I have a question that I think we bring up almost every episode. It's a segment I like to call, is this how they spoke in the 90s? Because there were two things this librarian said that really confused me.
So, are you down with the program? So, are you hip to my lingo?
The first one maybe is not so much slang. I just thought it was very, like, cringe. The second one, I was like, what?
The second one has a little bit more of, like, a hepcat feel to me, which, like, okay, I can believe that. But has anyone ever said the sentence, are you down with my lingo?
Are you down with my lingo? It's, are you hip to my lingo? That was the second one. It was, are you down with the program was the first one.
Okay.
I've never heard either of those things.
They just don't scan as real sentences to me so hard that I just mix them up and didn't realize.
It's just, it's very much an older person trying to be cool, maybe, you know?
Yeah. Though I did feel like this episode suffered a little bit from, like, a writer's room trying to figure out what high schoolers spoke like and then just making stuff up.
Yes.
Like, who said it? Do you remember who said,
what do you want to play? Pin the tail in the hoe bag? Huh?
What? Like, do people say hoe bag? Is that a thing that people have said?
I think yes. Not something I heard regularly growing up. But maybe when I say yes, it's because I mainly heard it, like, on TV.
You've heard it before on Dawson's Creek?
I heard it before on Dawson's Creek. That's where I heard it from.
And there's just a lot of weird euphemisms for sex this episode, right?
But I feel like they did have to make a lot of those because at the time you couldn't say, you can't say masturbate on TV. You couldn't say, you know, penis or anything because of you're on network television. So they had to be creative already.
These are not like ways that people talk about sex.
It's how teenagers on the WB did.
Okay. This is a specific Cape Side dialect?
Yes.
Of English?
Yes. There's also this...
Everyone's down with the program and hip to the lingo.
There's also this great line from Mrs. Tringle.
You're going to be spending the rest of the day together, so get used to it. After 8 hours, you're going to be like family.
8 hours? We're going to murder each other.
Well, just don't get any blood on the books. And I mean that.
Great educator.
Yeah, I kind of feel sorry for Mrs. Tringle in this episode. Like, she doesn't want to be there. She's a librarian. She works regular school hours. And now she has to, like, look after some hormonal teenagers on a Saturday.
So, Mrs. Tringle was in the last episode of Dawson's Creek. But her name in that episode was Mrs. Tingle. They changed it for this episode. I'm not 100% sure the reason why, but why one of the reasons I've read online, I'm looking at the IMDb trivia as well, is Katie Holmes was in a movie called Teaching Mrs. Tingle, and maybe they just thought it was, like, too weird of a coincidence. I don't know. But you could tell that they changed her name in this episode, because if you look at the actors when they're speaking, it's dubbed over.
Oh, they, like, dubbed it after they had originally recorded it?
Yeah. So they, like, went out of their way to do that. I don't know why.
Interesting. Maybe it was for, like, copyright reasons or something.
Maybe. One of the things I kept thinking about while they were in detention was they didn't have to listen to Abby. Like, they didn't have to play Truth or Dare.
They didn't, but they did, because they secretly wanted to.
I mean, I guess. It was just one of those things where I'm like, you guys could just, like, they were all so frustrated about it, and it was like, you guys could all just ignore her. There's four of you. One of her. Oh, wait, that's something. She gets Saturday detention for excessive tardies, which I also don't feel is up there with what everyone else did, but...
Like, it depends on how excessive, right? Like, if it's tardy every day for, like, 2 weeks, I can understand, like, eventually you have to give someone detention for that.
I feel like Saturday detention reserved for, like, the extreme stuff, you know?
I wouldn't know, but...
I don't know. I'm basing it off of what I know from TV shows and the Power Rangers movie.
I feel that Abby belongs in Saturday detention at least more than Jen and Pacey does.
Yeah. Yeah, Jen definitely doesn't belong there. But the whole time I just kept thinking, like, you guys don't have to listen to her if you really don't want to do something, but... You know, it's a TV show.
And they actually did.
When was the last time you...
The first Truth or Dare, like, wasn't a real Truth or Dare. It was, like, her tricking Dawson and then everyone deciding to follow along for some reason.
They're all lemmings. When was the last time you played Truth or Dare?
Fifth grade or sixth grade, I think.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't remember the last time I played Truth or Dare.
We played Truth or Dare and Spin the Bottle.
Was it a boy-girl party?
Yes, it was a boy-girl party.
Was the kiss between Joey and Dawson, now this is their first kiss ever, was it really that, like, intense, the way that everyone described it as being, like, fireworks and blah, blah, blah? You could tell that the show was trying to paint it as it was because the music started playing as soon as they kissed. Yeah. But was it really that explosive?
Great job on the music cue. Like, it was an all right kiss. Like, for a high school kiss, that's a good kiss.
Yeah.
Compared to, like, the other great kisses put on cinema, not that great. It was better than Pacey and Jen's.
Awkward kiss, yeah.
Yeah. Also, when, like, Pacey and Jen were kissing, I was like, Pacey has a broken nose. You can't kiss someone for 10 seconds with a broken nose.
Yeah, I felt bad for Pacey.
Poor Pacey.
I think Dawson is very dense still. Like...
Yes.
How could he... I don't know. Again, I'm going to say what I said a few episodes ago. I've never been a 15-year-old boy. But that's just... You have to know what she was trying to say or what everyone was trying to imply at the end. He seemed to be the only person who was in that room who didn't understand that Joey was Dawson. In love with him.
Abby spent 6 hours with them and they had it figured out. She had it figured out.
Yeah.
Like, she had it figured out by noon.
Although, to be fair, like, also, everyone revealed a lot around Abby for, like, all hating her. They just, like, spoke very freely with her standing right there, so she could pick up a lot of what was happening. But yeah, she figured it out pretty quickly. It's surprising to me that Jen didn't totally realize it, but, you know, she did understand it. I just feel like, how can Dawson not... realize it.
Especially after that talk at the ruins, like, two episodes back.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Like, ever since the first episode, we've gotten all these hints and stuff like that, and even from Joey to Dawson, where she talks about, you know, their relationship and chemistry or whatever, and then they kiss, and it's quite passionate between two 15-year-olds. And then at the end, she's, like, in tears, basically, and is, like, rambling on about how she has all these feelings, and he's still just kind of like, what?
Just let it out. Maybe you'll be free from it. Oh, my God.
It was very frustrating.
In the preview for this episode, he literally says, are we friends? Are we more? Are we less? Like, come on, dude.
Dawson's very frustrating. I will have to say, and shout out to the blog Forever Young Adult that did these great Dawson's Creek rewatch blog posts. They just wrapped up back in March, where they basically rewatched the entire series and blogged about it. But they developed this drinking game. We'll tweet it out. But they developed this drinking game around each episode. And the rules are kind of the same. They add on as it goes along. But one of the things they brought up is, like, drink every time Cool Jen gets, like, insulted or, like, shit upon, basically. Because when you think about it, Jen is quite a cool character, and yet everyone treats her like, I don't know, they either ignore her, or they treat her like she's stupid, or they all pick on her.
Rachel's way too mean to Jen. Jen has never done something, like, bad to anybody in this town of Capeside.
No, she just, like, is trying to reclaim her life, basically, from the craziness of New York, and people are just, like, mean to her. Even Joey, even though I love their kind of friendship, but I want them to just be friends.
Yeah, me too.
But I even felt bad for her when she, you know, finally figured it out that Joey was in love with Dawson.
It really puts Jen in an awkward position.
It does, yeah.
Like, what do you do from there? What does Jen do from here? I'm assuming this gets answered at some point, but, like,
it will.
Does she stop seeing Dawson? Like, in my head, stopping seeing Dawson makes the most sense. How much time has passed since she showed up in Capeside?
That's a good question.
Like, I'm going to assume she showed up at the end
of summer, because that's when the series started, right? They were just about to start school.
Yeah.
Coming up, you have, I think, a Halloween episode. So I'm going to assume right now we're in the, like, if this were a school year, maybe we're in the beginning of October?
Yeah, that makes sense. So, like, their first dance was at the end of the first month of school?
Yeah. So this is, like, a couple, like, maybe she's been in Capeside for, like, 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, so, like, and she and Dawson have probably been dating for, like, a month, maybe a month and a half.
Of course, when you're in high school, that's, like, forever.
That's so long. Oh, my God. You've celebrated 2 anniversaries by now. Poor Jen. She didn't ask for any of this.
No.
She just showed up in town. Met some kids shooting a movie in a dock. Became friends with them. And the next thing she knows, there's a hurricane. She's delivering a baby.
Caught in a love triangle.
In this weird love quadrilateral.
I feel like she's going to start feeling like she can't be friends with Pacey because it would make Dawson jealous. And I think that sucks.
Yeah. But, like, she... That does suck. But can she keep dating Dawson? Like, which character do you think is more important to Jen right now, Joey or Dawson?
Oh. I want to say Dawson, honestly. Even the way she says to him, like, Dawson, you are a godsend, which is like, okay, Jen. Like,
okay.
You have the, you know, king of the school, Cliff Elliott, asking you out on a date and stuff like that.
The real king of the school, not Grant What's-His-Face.
But there is this Dawson line that I forgot to play earlier about the Dawson-Pacey fight.
I'm not some big sex stud like you.
I wanted to scream at them, like, do you all remember the last time Pacey had sex? It was with a teacher and it was illegal. It was very frustrating.
Oh my God. That's such a funny line.
Yes. It was ridiculous.
Also a phrase that I don't think many people have ever uttered in their life.
No.
Sex stud.
Oh, you know what? I actually want to jump in here on the trivia part of the Mrs. Tingle character. So I'm reading on the actual IMDb page for this episode. I don't know why I'd gone to the previous episode. It was because I remembered reading it. I didn't read it in the last episode because I wanted to wait till this episode. But Kevin Williamson, who's the creator of the show, created the character Mrs. Tingle based on an English teacher whom he had in real life, who had a very negative impact on him. She was also the basis for his villainous character in the movie Teaching Mrs. Tingle, which starred Katie Holmes. So he wrote both the movie and Dawson's Creek.
Oh.
So I wonder if he changed it just so that
people wouldn't think it's the same universe.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes people assume that about... That might make it even more of a
copyright issue, honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever have a teacher, like, that bad where you would name a bunch of negative characters after her?
I definitely had teachers I didn't like. But I don't know if I would, like, go out of my way to... Like, I don't think they were ever evil to me. Like, I never felt like they personally antagonized me.
Yeah. Like, I have a very... I have a teacher who was, very Mrs. Tringle-esque. But, like, thinking back on her, like, I like her much better now than I did back then. Like, she just wanted us to be disciplined and, like, good at things. And apart from that, all the teachers I remember really well enough to base characters on them are, like, my favorite teachers.
That's, like, a sign of an adult, where you realize that they did it for your own good.
Yeah, you can visualize other people's motivations. I'm pretty sure that is, like, a sign of adolescent in development.
Probably. Something that Dawson has not hit yet. I was about to say the same thing. Also notably absent in this episode, any mention of Dawson's parents, who, for all we know, could still be on that couples retreat.
That therapy retreat. It's like a month-long couples retreat.
Yep, so that'll be interesting. I do believe the next episode they are in it, though.
I hope they're doing okay. I hope the retreat was good.
Yeah, we don't really see any parent figures in this episode, or even what's going on with Bessie and the new baby and all those things. Again, it's very much focused on the kids, the teens, the young adults. To answer your question, you had asked me this earlier in the day before we recorded, this is not Abby Morgan's only appearance, and she's also not a three-episode arc the way Nellie was. She is in quite a few more episodes.
I'm glad. I really like Abby Morgan.
Really?
Yeah. I'm so happy she exists. She made this episode much more fun for me.
That's good.
And like
when I thought about it more, because I remember in the time when I first watched it, I was like, oh, this character. And there were many things that she did that I found really frustrating. But I think we need another teen in this show that is not like the four. Because the four main are very similar. And they're very much in their own world. And I think we need somebody who is not a drop in and out like Cliff or Nellie or any of these other teen characters in high school. We need someone who we will see regularly, who will have a more regular presence in the four's lives. And yeah, I think her story arc will be very interesting. So I'm excited for you to see it.
I like mildly spoiled
her story arc
for myself. Because like I wanted to look up what actress played her, and then I read a Google Cache description that puts her in season 2, and then something happens to her. I don't know what happens to her.
Oh.
But I know Pacey is, like, concerned about it, so that can't be good.
What do you mean? I'm curious about what you read. Don't look it up.
Like the...
Huh? Don't go look it up again, but I'm curious about what you read.
The only thing I read before I X'd out was, something happens to Abby in season 2, episode whatever, and Pacey is... ... concerned. And I was like, oh no, what happened?
Well, you'll find out.
I really enjoy the rear sound that she makes.
Rear? Cat fight. Ladies in your corners.
I think my favorite thing about Abby's existence, at least in the library, was like, or just in the in detention, was how many ridiculous suggestions she made that they all hated, they just went along with. Like I said, they didn't have to, and they just went along with it. She's a puppet
master.
Let's
play Truth or Dare. Let's escape. Let's play Who's Butt.
Oh, the escape thing wasn't her suggestion, though, was it?
Oh. Was it? Oh, no. Dawson used it to get out of some drama. But Who's Butt was her idea, right?
Yeah. It was very funny. The scene before it was Joey and Dawson having some sort of argument, right?
Or yeah, like Joey being was mad at each other.
Very upset about something, and then next thing you know, they're all laughing about Xeroxing their asses.
Yeah.
Did you ever have any friendships like this in high school where, and I'm asking this because you're a boy, where, you know, you had to settle it over one-upping each other in basketball or in a sporting game in front of a bunch of girls?
Not like... exactly like that, but I had a few friendships where like we would antagonize each other and, like, would try to macho out each other. It was really weird macho stuff. But at least two or three of my, like, best male friends I did that with.
Hmm.
So this, I can confirm to you, Tracy Lee, that in regular high school, this kind of interaction between guys exists.
All right, good to know.
Yeah.
Noted.
I never, like, threw a basketball at anybody's face, but...
He must have thrown that basketball hard. He was pretty far away from Pacey.
Yeah, that was a great shot.
That was a really good shot for somebody who sucks at basketball.
That shot and the ball bouncing off of Pacey's face directly into camera, I really enjoyed that.
Poor Pacey.
He has the raccoon eyes you get when you break your nose and everything.
Yeah. Pacey.
But yeah, in their basketball games, though, they're so much better at basketball in the first game than they are in the second game.
The one where they're playing during detention?
Yeah. Like, the second game, they go, I think, and I don't know very much.
So the question here is, do they both suck, or do they just get better at defense? That's my question every time I watch a basketball game. It's like, when you see a low score at the end of a quarter, you think, like,
uh-huh.
Oh man, both sides couldn't shoot. But maybe it was just that both sides really good at playing defense.
Well, Dawson was horrible at defense in the first game.
True.
When Pacey was, like, just showboating everywhere. He did get rougher in, like, the second game, and in that game, they were, like, 0 for 6 before Dawson made that final shot.
Yeah.
Maybe if Dawson just applied himself to sports more, he would actually be good at it.
Maybe. He's too busy making amateur horror films, though.
Apparently. Did it seem like Pacey got a little bro-y out of nowhere in this episode to you? Like, before this episode, I, like, saw Pacey as, like, kind of, like, an artsy, weird kid who has, like, a lot of emotions and, like, dwells on them. And then this episode, he's calling Dawson Oompa Loompa and, like, trying to bro out on him, like, out of nowhere. That took me by surprise. I didn't dislike it. I just wasn't expecting it.
It was a little bit of a tone shift in his character. Yeah, I mean, I didn't see him as, like, an artsy... emotional guy before, but he's painted as like a slacker. Yeah, in this one he's using sports to like impress girls and yeah, making fun of Dawson like that. I will say Dawson of the defense squad here, I will say that I get why he was being sensitive about being called that name. He hated it.
Yeah.
And maybe Pacey should have been a little more sensitive to that once he realized it. But I do think Dawson also overreacted.
Dawson did not, like, communicate how upset he was.
No, he should have communicated.
And, like, once he finally did tell Pacey how upset that made him, like, Pacey apologized.
Yeah, because they're best friends.
And it's part of the apology scene that I hate, because Dawson broke Pacey's nose.
Yeah, Dawson doesn't really get held accountable for much, but what are you gonna do?
Oh, Pacey, you hurt my feelings. Oh, I'm sorry, Dawson. Oh, Dawson, you broke my nose. Oh, I guess I'm sorry, Pacey. I'm not good at doing voices, I'm sorry.
I wonder if... I felt the fact that Dawson doesn't get held accountable for his actions also just makes him really oblivious to, like, any of his actions, right? So...
Yeah.
He'll, like... The way he treats Joey and Jen separately. The way he kind of treats Jen like she's still a screw up, even though she hasn't really done anything in Capeside to... prove or to show that she's a screw up. And then the fact that he treats Joey like, I don't know, he treats her like she's invisible.
Yeah. He kind of acts like he's the only one in his story with real agency. Like he's the only real character and everyone else is a supporting character.
Well, he's the star of his script, right?
Yeah. It's a bad way to look at life, Dawson. Bad way to look at life.
I really, you know, having Abby in the picture right now, and we will see more teen characters added that will be part of the central stories, I think will help the plot really move it along. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with the storylines that we have had, but I think in moving the plot along to growth and development and maturity and stirring things up, I'm excited for a couple more characters to join the picture. And I think you will, too.
Me, too. There's only so much I can do with, like, four melodramatic teens. having Abby there was a real breath of fresh air.
Of the four, now we've discussed this before, you ranked them in terms of like how much you cared about them.
Yeah.
It was for you, I think it was Joey, Jen. I don't know where you ranked Pacey and Dawson. I wonder what your ranking is.
I feel
right
like
now.
I put them even, maybe Dawson slightly above Pacey.
Mm. How do you feel now?
It's Joey, Jen, Pacey now. Mm. Dawson's my least favorite.
Dawson is still my least favorite character. Yeah. If you account for the entire universe, Miss Jacobs is my least favorite character.
Ah, God. Miss Jacobs.
But yeah, of the four, I would say I'm not a fan of Dawson. I will try to defend Dawson when I can, because I feel like somebody has to.
No, just let him get trash.
I want to understand Dawson.
He's a megalomaniac and doesn't care about other people's feelings.
Poor Dawson.
There, you understand him.
To go back to the opening scene, what movie were they watching? I couldn't figure it out.
I had no idea. I did a little more research, and for a little bit, I thought it could have been American Graffiti, but I don't think it was. I'm not sure if it was a real movie or not.
It had to have been a real movie.
Like, every other movie up until this point has been a real movie, so I believe it's a real movie. I just haven't been able to figure out what it is.
It's a movie that neither of them has seen. Maybe I need to go back and rewatch it and try to, like, you know, pinpoint at least the era it was made in. But yeah, I couldn't tell what the movie was.
Yeah.
But Dawson hated it.
Yeah. I really enjoyed the opening scene and how he said he had a headache and then there was sexual tension and then they kept watching the movie. I thought that was great.
I think that those opening scenes have been a nice way to kind of establish what you're going to see in the episode. Right, they lay out a nice framework for kind of what's happening, basically. Yeah. In a much better way than maybe some of the previously on have been.
Agreed. Though I do wonder, like, what day... Like, these movie days happen, like, on a regular day, right? That's what That's how I understood it.
Or maybe they happen, like, on a Sunday. I don't know. That's actually a good question. Do they happen, like, on a school night, you mean?
Yeah, because, like, in the dance episode, like, they happened on the Friday, right? Because they went to the dance the same day.
Well, that specifically was for the dance, right? Instead of going to the dance, watching movies. It wasn't, like, it just happens to fall on our regular movie night.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, like, this episode, it happens before Friday. Because they go to school afterwards, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I want to assume that it's, like, the middle of the week. Because I would feel like, if the next day was Monday and all of them got in trouble, they wouldn't have gotten Saturday detention. It would be like, why not just get regular detention for the whole week?
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure the day they got in trouble was Friday. Mm. I think it was Jen that said she felt like super cooped up and that they should do something like this weekend.
Bungee jumping.
Yeah, naked skydiving.
Okay. Any other thoughts? Complaints? Inquiries?
I think that about wraps it up for me. I will say some of the PE scenes did not feel particularly realistic. Like, I didn't have that much time to dress for PE as a kid. And, like, barely anybody in my class took showers after PE unless it was, like, swimming class. Also, who eats their gum like Abby Morgan eats their gum? Did you notice that?
It's a very exaggerated way. That's how all mean girl tropes eat their gum, actually.
But she, like, takes a piece of gum, bites the piece of gum in half, and then points with the other half of the piece of gum while chewing half a piece of gum.
She has to be very theatrical.
I guess. It's okay, Abby. I forgive you. You can do that. Yeah, that's all I have to say for this episode.
That's pretty much all I had, too. All right. IMDb out of 193 ratings gave this an 8.5 out of 10.
That's really high for these episodes.
That is, I believe, the highest so far of the season on IMDb.
Wow.
Yeah, 8.5. And that's actually that's not the highest one of the entire season. It's one of the highest ones, though.
I see.
8.5 out of 10.
What would you give this episode?
I would give it... I keep looking back at my last ratings and being like, are they comparable? I would...
Well, that's how you should rank things.
I know. I would give this a 7 7.5. I give it a 7.5 because I feel like I didn't love this episode as much as I think a lot of people loved it. Like, when I was reading online and everyone saying this was, like, one of the best episodes ever of the series. And I think at the end, you know, go back and rank my favorite episodes, but it is memorable. I thought it was fun. I would have liked a little more development on Dawson's part. Like, it feels like everyone's maturing except for him. And it's frustrating as hell. I really hate how mean people are to Jen. Yeah. I want them to give her a little more meat in her storyline. By the way, they will. But I like this episode for what it was in the season, being a mid, right in the middle of the season. You know, I think it's setting up some interesting stuff. So 7.5. Okay.
My favorite episode before this episode was the dance episode, right?
No, your favorite episode was the Anderson episode.
Oh.
The one that I hated.
Yeah, it's still... What did I give the Anderson episode?
You gave it like an 8 or something, yeah.
I would rate this episode... I'm going to give it an
8.1. An 8.1. Interesting.
Yeah.
Are you writing down your ratings?
No.
You should write them down so we can refer to them.
Yeah, I should.
8.1. Interesting. So this is your favorite episode? Yeah.
This is my favorite episode so far. Just because, like, the first half of the season had so much, like, it was, like, thick, soupy sadness and drama.
Yeah, this one was more fun.
Yeah. Like, this was such a change of pace, and it was great. I'll say, Abby Morgan, her dialogue does not sound like a real person, how a real person speaks.
None of their dialogue sounds like real people.
But, like, especially her dialogue doesn't sound natural, and her, like, delivery doesn't sound natural. But I think that's what endears me to the character a little bit more, where she's almost this, like, unearthly, like, spirit that comments on the characters as opposed to, like, directly interacting with them. And I love that. I don't know if that was intended, but I really enjoyed it.
That's an interesting observation. I say the second time watching, I remember the first time watching the series, I was really frustrated with the character. I think, and perhaps it's just because I know the story arc of this character, and I'm like, okay, I see it. I don't hate the character as much as I think I originally did.
I will say Anderson is still my favorite character.
You are ridiculous.
But I like this episode more than Anderson's episode.
Well, Abby is in more episodes than Anderson, so you're already going to be happy.
Maybe she'll replace Anderson in my heart.
Maybe. All right. That was episode 7, Detention. Next week. On Dawson's Creek / Speak. It's going to be episode 8, titled Boyfriend. Which, what do you think it's going to be about?
I read, like, the description slightly already. Like, one of Jen's ex-boyfriends shows up. He shows up, and shenanigans happen. Yes, I didn't read any farther than, he shows up.
We do see Dawson's parents again, I'll say that.
Oh, good.
Yeah, they come back.
I hope they're happy.
We'll find out.
Next week on Dawson's Creek.
All right. Well, you can follow us, as always, on Twitter and Facebook at Dawson Speak Pod. You can especially tweet us about your thoughts about Abby Morgan, because I am curious. I want to know what people do think about her, because I've read a lot of think pieces. You can email us at DawsonSpeakPod@gmail.com. You can email us some guides to hip teen lingo of the 90s so we can educate ourselves.
And the thing is, like, these teens are not hip. They have to email us loser teen lingo guides that we can be hip.
Loser teen lingo guides? I'm sure you and I could write some pretty good loser teen lingo guides.
Yeah, we could. Discussion for a later time.
Are you hip to my lingo?